China opened the 19th Communist Party Congress today in Beijing, and the message from President Xi Jinping was that China should take center stage in the world. These meetings are held every 5 years to determine who will lead China and the course the country will chart. Joining us now is NPR's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us more about what Xi said today and how his message is being received.
Yeah, Xi Jinping talked today about ushering in what he called a new era of socialism with Chinese characteristics. And on the face of it, that may sound sort of like a meaningless phrase. But for those of us who routinely sort of read the tea leaves of Chinese Communist Party jargon, it is a very interesting departure from his predecessors. He's sort of distinguishing himself from those leaders who came before him. And this makes a lot of sense because he's done a lot as leader in his first five-year term that was a departure from those before him.
And when he says he wants China to take center stage in the world, is that a message to the United States?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's also a message for his own people. I think this tone is all about Xi Jinping and how he plans to rejuvenate China's standing in the world. And, you know, the one interesting thing that he mentioned today was that by the year 2050, his goal is to turn China into one of the most powerful countries of the world with a military that is one of the best in the world. You know, so his hope is that China by that year will be a country that the rest of the world looks up to for inspiration. And so, of course, this is definitely aimed at the United States.
Did he give any details about how he wants to make this happen?
Oh, did he give details? He had a 3.5-hour speech. You know, and these things are usually really choreographed, right? But, you know, it was so long that, you know, you really can't choreograph your bladder. So you had like leaders, former leaders of China that were, you know, kind of quietly leaving to take a bathroom break and go to the men's room. But yes, he gave hours and hours of details about how China will become this massive socialist force in the world. And a lot of it has to do with addressing a lot of the problems that face China today, which is namely the gap between the rich and the poor, because China has an enormous population and half of that population are still farmers. And so raising their income level, and then also all sorts of things from cleaning up the environment to making sure that China is on a path to innovation and technology, to, you know, raising the level of the military.
I was reading this morning that Xi Jinping is now seen as the most powerful Chinese leader, maybe since Mao. Why is he seen as so powerful?
Well, since he was selected as president 5 years ago, he's consolidated all the decision-making power in himself. He's in charge of the military. He's in charge of the economy. He's waged an unprecedented war on corruption within party ranks. And that has led to hundreds of thousands of government officials being investigated, some thrown into prison. You know, when he came to power, China's Communist Party was quickly losing its legitimacy among the people. And Xi Jinping has done a very thorough job so far of beginning to clean that party up. So his goal has always been to revive China's Communist Party and the country of China in the eyes of his own people. So yes, he's arguably, I know that comparison is often made with Mao, but I think it's becoming apparent that he is incredibly, incredibly powerful.
He's got a big crackdown on corruption going, and I'm reading this morning that at the party Congress, a lot of the delegates don't have flowers in their rooms. They don't have, fruit plates or whatever they might have had in the past, because he wants to show that he's implementing austerity.
Yeah, they also don't have coach bags. I mean, that was an issue in previous Congresses. You know, today, delegates are being driven up in Volkswagens, which is a big step down from the typical car of the communist cadre, which is the Audi. So yeah, they've taken a big step down as far as the car make and model as well.
Rob, in his 3.5-hour speech, did he talk at all about North Korea, which of course is one of the big issues for the United States when it comes to how China is able to put pressure on North Korea?
He didn't specifically mention North Korea. You know, North Korea is obviously a pretty sensitive issue among the leadership of China. Its sole ally is China, and so China has to be careful about it. So this speech was mostly focused on a lot of the issues that face China and a lot of the goals that China is looking forward to, because, you know, of course, it's a Communist Party Congress. So, yeah, North Korea wasn't mentioned outright by Xi, nor was the United States. But I think that, you know, as we mentioned, there were a lot of references to, you know, China's role in the world, which, of course, was aimed at other countries.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai as the Chinese 19th Communist Party Congress gets underway. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.